Chapter 8. I don't even know where to begin. Rainbow Dash flew back and forth as the Friendship Express chugged steadily toward Ponyville. Scootaloo, Apple Bloom, Sweetie Belle, Lily Moon, and Amber Moon sat sullenly in their seats.
What were you thinking?
We told you, Scootaloo began, but Rainbow Dash held up a hoof.
Do not mention the olden pony. The ponies in the stand said you started screaming for no reason, pushed through the crowd, ran up to the booth and told the announcer to stop the show. No pony saw anything following you.
I know it sounds crazy, and at first we didn't see anything either, but it really was.
Rainbow Dash held up her other hoof.
No olden pony,
she said through gritted teeth. She shook her head and looked down at Scootaloo.
I'm just really disappointed in all of you. You were my guests and you ruined the entire event.
She turned to leave. Scootaloo rushed over and grabbed her hoof.
I'm really sorry, Rainbow Dash, Scootaloo said.
Rainbow Dash shook her head sadly.
Let's just deal with this later. I'm going up to the front of the train. When we're back in Ponyville, we're getting your families together and we're having a serious talk.
She flew out of the train cabin. Scootaloo stared out the window as the sun began to rise. She had never felt worse in her entire life. Rainbow Dash had never been this upset with her. Ever! Scootaloo could feel tears welling up in her eyes. The fight with Apple Bloom, the olden pony, and now ruining the Wonderbolt show. It was all too much. She buried her face in her hooves. A second later, she felt a hoof on her shoulder. She looked up and saw that it was Apple Bloom.
I'm sorry, she said.
Why? It's not your fault I'm a huge disappointment to the greatest pony of all time,
Scootaloo said sadly.
No, I mean, I'm sorry about that too, but I'm sorry I didn't believe you. And I'm sorry I was mean to you the other night. If I hadn't said what I said about you being scared of that story, you never would have gone downstairs and none of this would have happened. It's all my fault.
Scootaloo let out a long sigh and hugged Apple Bloom.
It's not your fault, and I'm sorry too, she said. If I'm being honest, I was just jealous. You and Lily Moon have been spending so much time together that I was just worried you'd forget our friendship.
Oh, thank goodness, Lily Moon said, sounding relieved.
Every pony turned to stare at her. She blushed and turned to Scootaloo.
I thought you were mad at me for some reason.
No, Scootaloo exclaimed. You're awesome. Things have just been different lately.
Scootaloo looked at Amber Moon.
But I guess different isn't bad. It's just different. No matter what else changes, you're always going to be one of my best friends, Apple Bloom said. And when you're in trouble, I'll be there. So next time my best friend says that she sees a scary old pony coming after her, I promise I'm going to believe her.
That's good, Sweetie Belle said with a shaky voice as the train pulled into the Ponyville train station. Because as your other best friend, I want to tell you that there's a scary old pony coming after us.
She pointed out the window.
The olden pony was waiting for them at the train station.